Blog Talk Radio.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways, fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm blinded cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think. Cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it. Cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan pondering. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
monster.
One day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then some get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I take it back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft, turn nothing into something, still can make that draw in the gold dump. I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Welcome to a good edition of WSO WrestleMania 31 Aftermath Post Show. Y'all just going to have to give me a minute here because I am going to have a few guests that's going to be on, so just bear with me here. Just give me a second here. Let's see.
Is it not running?
It is. We're on now. Just trying to set this up. Some WrestleMania, huh? Like I said, like, I'm only 3 wrong on my predictions, but hey, still got a perfect record. Okay, there we go. So,
an enemy that will render your arsenal useless, your army powerless, and your nation defenseless.
And get this video up because we're going to be on the air on YouTube in a moment. So,
I call them sentinels. Named after the ancient guardians that stood at the gates of the citadel. They have the aeronautic abilities of a hangar jet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just bear with me, people. We're just trying to get this going on. So we might not have much time doing this on... I'll just do it right there.
With this weapon, there will be no human collateral damage. If I turn it on, the system couldn't even activate it here.
Let's see.
Unless there's a minor change.
So y'all just give me a minute here. I'm just trying to set this up, and so all of us will be on the air, and we'll go from there.
What are you?
So I know you guys that's listening on Blog Talk Radio probably won't be on as long as we want, but just you can watch the video like after it's done on YouTube, and I will post it up on the groups and stuff like that. So just bear with me. Just hang on. Waiting on these other two just to get on here. Okay, we got one. I wait on somebody else to join in. Like I said, once again, everybody, I apologize for the wait. So just, like I said, give us a few minutes and we're going to get it started.
Thank you. long as you're out there, we'll never be safe. Never.
Use your power charm. Stop them.
Not in yet. Well, I'm gonna give him a few minutes, and after that, we're just gonna start, and probably he'll just come in as a guest or something. Pull the board.
You're like,
well, I had no choice because the cords are like close. So, okay, people, bear with me here. I think we kind of lost a little bit of contact, so just hold on. Once again, everybody, I apologize for the lateness. Blog Talk Radio is acting funny, kind of like lost connection, and so.
You yelled at me first.
You did.
You yelled at me to take Honey Unplugged.
No, I didn't yell. Let's see, it's probably going to take me a minute for this to come back on there. Okay, that's back to normal. So, hold on a minute. I'm just going to play something for you guys and
just... So just hold on, just give me a minute. I'm just going to play something for you guys.
So what do you think about that match and the results Cesaro and Kid retaining.
Well, I didn't see the match, but I saw a bit like when they showed. I thought this match could have been on the pay-per-view itself because instead of that Divas match, they could have like.
Okay, John, what about you? Like, I took care of it on my end, but... Y'all still there?
Are you sure about this? I'm 70 now. This creature is extraordinary.
Is it that it's feeding that?
Maybe.
Communication itself. I need more. That's all there is. Let's pray about the
thing. Hold on a second.
Anymore.
Is that better?
Girl,
right, John, I can hear you pretty good, but Callum, I can't hear you pretty good. Can you hear me now?
Can you really hate music, Dr. Dunham? On the contrary, I rather admire them. Things do. I see mutants as our salvation.
I have no idea what that echo is.
It's the ultimate.
If somebody's got their speaker up too loud, it's going to be that.
We're going to have us usher in a new era. A new era of a genuine, long-lasting peace.
Hey, y'all try to turn your speakers down and just try to find out if that's the problem. Callum, I think that's coming from you. Kellen, you might have to turn your speakers down. Well, yeah, me and John's are fine, but okay, it seems like everything stopped. Okay, I know we were just talking about the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, so whoever wanted to go first and talk about what they liked about it and whatever, so just go ahead. Bischoff was going to win either. Who would have thought? You know what I mean? But it was a good build-up, good setup, and like, just wow. Callum, you can go ahead. Go ahead. Hey, Callum, you there?
Hello?
Okay, but the result is Big Show did win the match, and I guess he was a big favorite last year, but just not this year. So it was kind of a big surprise to everyone because they thought that, you know, somebody else was probably was going to win it, but it ended up being him. So once again, Big Show is the winner of the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. And as I mentioned, he didn't never won a Battle Royal, but now he did. Now on up to the Intercontinental Championship ladder match. Oh, go ahead. Dear Callan, you might have to turn your volume down. I think you might have to, because you might got the, let me see, because you might got the link up and also talking to us at the same time. The link you had clicked, you probably had to shut that down. Championship match, Daniel Bryan ended up being the winner, and what were your thoughts? And oh yeah, we took that power bomb. I enjoyed it too, but I guess I thought that they could do like a little bit more in that match. I was just thinking that it was a good match as it was, don't get me wrong, but I just thought they could do like a little bit more in that match. But hey, it is what it is, and hey, it turned out to be pretty good, and your winner is Daniel Bryan. Now on to the match that we thought could have been like a semi-main event, but end up being next up, which would be, it was Seth Rollins versus Randy Orton that was next. Randy Orton had ended up being the winner of the match. Your thoughts and just your thoughts. Pretty good. I mean, yeah, it was a good match, and like it went a lot about the right time as expected, and everything just went right. Although I did miss parts of it, I admit that, but just what I caught so far was pretty good. So just couldn't complain about that. And I thought like how this match ended up being second, I guess, with them, like, taking some time from, you know, what actually happened, which we talk about later on, which is pretty good. Just overall, just the stuff that they was both doing, like, the double DD team from the ring canvas onto the ground instead, and like you said, that RKO that he delivered when he tried to make an attempt with that curb stomp. That was just something else. Like, oh my God. Yeah, it's like he won the match. He did get his revenge, but like, it was over between them two or what's going on. So I guess it's just one of those things that nobody knows what's going to happen, what Orton going to be doing, or is he going to go after the authority, or what's going to happen. So that is a big question mark they left on that. So I guess if they talk about it tomorrow now on Raw, we will see. Now we can get into the Sting and Triple H. Go ahead. What's your thoughts on the match? With it. I was saying, what do you think was over the top with it? I'm going to end it with Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to keep it going on Google Hangouts. So if y'all want to see more of this, just watch it there. And for people that